Speaking test one.
Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you grew up. Describe the town or city where you grew up.
I belong to a small mountainous town of Muzaffarabad. Mm-hmm. It's just like a valley surrounded by a mountain from all sides, and it's most appropriate to say it's just like a cup-shaped place. This place is famous for its river. There are three rivers which pass through my city. Mm-hmm. The names are River Neelam, River Jhelum, and River Seram. Muzaffarabad is the capital of Azad Kashmir, the Pakistani part of Kashmir, and it's quite very near to the LOC, the line of control. Mm-hmm. So both sides blame each other for political tension and this, mm-hmm. things like that.
Do you still live there now?
My family still lives there now. Mm-hmm. I'm in UK for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you think the place has changed much since you were young?
Yeah, a few years ago when I was a kid, it was just a little town. Mm-hmm. But now, with the passage of time, there's a lot of development. Mm-hmm. And things are very much developed now. The good transport, good road system, mm-hmm. telephones, internet, and universities. Mm-hmm. So things are very much changed. Cities are really rapidly developing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go on to talk about TV and radio. Do you prefer listening to the radio or watching the TV?
Yeah, depends. When sometime in the night, when there's some good musical program, I do like to hear radio, but most of the time, you know, it's the time of TV, so mm-hmm. most of the time I watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Why?
TV is a more advanced medium than radio, if it's available. You know, you can't carry TV every time with you. But if you are at home, TV is available. You can see things. It's a visual medium of by the radio. You can just hear them. So TV, you can see, and that's the biggest advantage. Mm-hmm. And because of this thing, because of this advantage that TV has, that it is a visual thing in it, it's become a more powerful media. Mm-hmm. So that's why I prefer TV.
What type of programs do you like?
I like programs on current affairs most mm-hmm. of the time. Current affairs and music, they are the most my favorite program. Most of the time I watch these programs.
Mm. Why?
I'm interested in current affairs. I don't know why, but from beginning I always interested in news. Mm. So always have want to keep a good information about the world around me, so that's why I listen to news very much. And music, you know, music, everybody likes music.
Mm-hmm. So. What would you like to change about TV in your country?
In my country, TV, all the medias, they are very much influenced by governments. Mm-hmm. So I would like to be all the media government pressure free. Mm. That's what I like to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to talk about restaurants now. Mm-hmm. How often do you eat in a restaurant?
Almost every other day.
Huh? Why?
Because I live alone and it's very hard for me to cook food, so restaurants are the biggest, better option for me.
Mm. What's your favorite kind of restaurant?
Most of the time I use takeaways, but sometimes Asian restaurants, mm-hmm. I use them. Mm-hmm. Because of the traditional food, I like the Asian traditional food, and that's why I used to go to these Asian restaurants.
Sure. Do many people in your country go to restaurants?
No. In my country, the eating out, people only go eating out for some luxury place. It's not common to go out and have a dinner somewhere. It's not very common there. Mm. People prefer to stay at home and eat a dinner. Even a guest, if you have a guest, it's considered better to take the guest into your home instead of taking the guest to the restaurant. Mm. So that's why this, in my country, people prefer eating at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. But before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. Now, you can make some notes if you wish. So here's some paper and a pencil. And here is your topic. So I'd like you to describe a sports event you enjoyed watching. Alright, now remember, you have 1 to 2 minutes for this, so don't worry if I stop you. I'll tell you when your time is up. Can you start speaking now, please?
The sports event which I really enjoyed watching was a cricket match between India and Pakistan, which I watched at Lahore. I was a student in Lahore at that time, and I went there to watch this match with, along with my friends. We went there somewhere 9 o'clock in the morning, and there was a huge queue there. We had to stand there in the queue for about a couple of hours, and when I entered into the ground, the match was about 4th or 5th overs was going. So basically, I'm a cricket fan. I love cricket, so I really always enjoy. But in that match, the main thing was the Pakistan team was playing really well. There was a lot of hard hitting going on, and we all friends were together, and we really enjoyed watching it. So
Who won this event?
Pakistan won the match. I mean, Pakistan, and the most memorable thing for me, when Pakistan won the match and people start coming out, there was so huge queues that there was no traffic available. All the traffic was blocked. There were more than 100,000 people on the roads. So we were walking. So on that day, at the end of the match, I walked about 4 to 5 miles back to home because there was no public transport available. But during the match, you know, as a cricket, it's an 8-hour match. So we took a lot of food with us. We really enjoyed our food there. We enjoyed, basically, along with my friends, we enjoyed every moment of every single ball of the match. So it was a really most memorable sports event ever watched.
Do you play this?
Yeah, I do play cricket. Well, not now, but when I was a student in Pakistan, I used to play. I was in my university team. So I've played a lot of cricket there.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Can I take this card and also the paper and pencil? Thank you. Now, we've been talking about a sports event that you enjoyed. And I'd like to discuss one or two more general questions about this. Let's first of all consider watching sport. How expensive is it to go to sports events in your country?
It's not very expensive, but still you can't say that it's very cheap, but it's not very expensive. But the problem is there is the only sport where people will go to watch in the stadium is cricket. People are not interested in anything else. The football matches, nobody go and watch them. So that's the things are like that.
Different to England.
Yeah.
Do you think it's different watching a sports event on television to watching it at the match?
Yeah, it depends where are you in the stadium, where are you in the pavilion. If you are on an ordinary seat, then it's not worth, cricket don't worthwhile if you are on an ordinary seat. Or if you are in some good cabin with a lot of big TV screens around you, then you will enjoy it. Otherwise, cricket, you will not enjoy while sitting on an ordinary seat. I think I will enjoy cricket. I think I will sit at home and watch on my telly because that's the best thing to do.
Sure.
Because of the new technologies. Even if you want to enjoy cricket live, you need a television set there, because on live, you can't just keep on focusing on the ground. Yeah, you have to see replays and this and that. Even then you will need telly there. And all the good cabins, they do have telly and they show all the replays. So that's why. I would prefer telly. Sit at home and watch them telly.
That's interesting. Some people think that there's too much sport on television. Do you agree with that?
I don't think so. I think there's too much music and these things are too much. Every time, I think there's not, sports are not very much available on the telly, because especially in England, you know, or you need to subscribe specific channels. Otherwise, you can't even watch telly. By sitting at home, you have to buy a channel, and that you will be able to see it.
Talking about participating in sports, What are the opportunities for playing sports in your country?
Opportunities, if you want to be for amateur, at amateur level, in my country, same again, everybody plays cricket.
Mm-hmm.
All the youngsters, you will never find anybody who don't play cricket when he was a kid, when he was a youngster, teenager.
Mm.
Everybody plays cricket. But when it comes to the professional level,
mm-hmm.
very, very few, because there's not a very good setup.
Mm.
You know, the national team. National team is selected from the 160 million population.
Mm-hmm.
20 people are selected. And behind, before national level, before international level, the setup at the national level,
mm.
You see divisions and counties and this is not very much developed there.
Mm.
So overall, being a professional cricketer or professional sportsman is not very easy in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very difficult.
Right.
There's not very good coaching available, not very good facilities.
Mm.
So at amateur level, everybody.
Mm. What do you think are the benefits of for children taking part in team sports?
Sports, they're a very healthy activity, everybody knows that.
Mm.
It's a physical exercise. It's not only physical, it's the mental exercise.
Mm.
And especially when it comes to team,
mm-hmm.
team play, it you learn a lot of things. You know such as teamwork,
mm-hmm.
how to work along with the team, work as a part of a team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing, most important thing you learn.
Mm.
So sports, they are the very, very healthy activity from all aspects.
Mm. Why is teamwork important for children to learn?
Teamwork, I think teamwork is the basic key to success. If in life, if you're not a team player,
mm.
it's very, no matter how intelligent you are, it's a very rare chances you're becoming a very successful.
Mm.
So teamwork is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Be successful in life.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's the end of the speaking test.